88.9 WLRY. I'm Mike, and we have a very special guest joining us right now, Stephen Curtis Chapman. Stephen, welcome. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Well, you're very welcome, Mike. Good to be with you. As I said before we went on air, it's always good to get back to Ohio, either by phone or even in concert, because my wife is from Springfield, and my in-laws and outlaws and all of them live up there. So this will be the show up there, the concert up there will be kind of the hometown concert for me, at least for my wife's family. So very excited about it, and good to talk with you.
Yeah, man, that is awesome, and I know that we're really looking forward to the show. Again, that's coming Fairfield Christian Church, Saturday, December 6th, with Brandon Heath and Jillian Edwards. My friend, you've been at it a long time. How many records do you have out now?
Well, the latest, the Glorious Unfolding album, which came out about a year ago,
right?
It was number, depending on how you count them, number 18, I think, of sort of albums of new music. You know, you start by this time, you know, in an artist's career, if you're blessed as I've been to get to do it as long as I have and still get to make new music, you know, you start seeing these albums show up with, you know, the early years and the mullet years, as I like to refer to
the
them.
The mullet,
you know,
years, yeah.
You know, the different hairstyle years, the, you know, and all these compilation records. So if you count all those up, oh, I don't even know. There are some out there I don't even know about. I went to China and picked up a CD that had my face on it and looked on the back and started reading through the song list, and you know, there were songs that I thought those are familiar titles, but I didn't write those songs like Summer of 69, and there were Bryan Adams songs, and
I realized
that the CD actually had, it was a double CD, and one of them was some of my songs, and the other CD was Bryan Adams, so it was kind of, you know, you never know what you're going to find, especially, you know, in a place like China where they tend to bootleg a lot of the CDs, but or pirated, you know. But anyway, I think number 18. Of course, a lot of this music is from, you know, for this tour is from three Christmas albums that I've been very, again, blessed to get to create over the years. Most recent being Joy, CD that came out last Christmas. So I'm really excited to get to perform some of those songs live, songs, you know, arrangements of old songs and some new songs that I've written that, you know, I just, you record them, you put them on a CD, that's, you love that process, but then getting to stand in front of an audience of friends and sing those songs and watch them sing along and watch the songs connect and encourage people, you know, in that conversation that you get to have with an audience is always really, really special.
What was Christmas like for you growing up?
Oh, it was great. It was, you know, my memories are wonderful. I was just so fortunate to grow up in a home with mom and dad and my older brother, you know, there for all of my years of growing up. And, you know, just the memories, the pictures. In fact, one of the songs, a song called Christmas Is All in the Heart, that sort of tells the second verse, you know, talks about, you know, two little boys with, you know, two little blonde-haired boys with big dreams trying to go to sleep. But, you know, you can't, you're so excited, and, you know, you go down and you're on Christmas morning, and you know, we didn't have a whole lot growing up, but we never knew, you know, we never knew it. You know, it was always more than we could imagine. And I remember my first guitar, you know, when I was 8 years old under the tree, and how excited I was about that. And, you know, so I have just great, great memories. And I actually, it's really fun. I had an uncle that recorded, had the old 8mm film camera.
I remember him.
Yeah. Back in the day, long before, the camcorders that we, you know, now have evolved into, you know, you do it with your iPhone or whatever. But, you know, back in the day, he had this big, you know, it was a big production that, you know, to record something, capture something on film. And we actually, I have some of those tapes, and I was able to edit them together and create a video that shows when I do the Christmas Is All in the Heart. So, you know, I love, that's one of my favorite parts about getting to do this Christmas tour is I've kind of edited that together, and I get to show it as part of that song. And
yeah,
just great memories.
You know, that line in Christmas Is All in the Heart about the little Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I just love that. That's
Yeah, we all have one of those, I think, somewhere right. in our past. You know, my wife and I, our first Christmas was very much that. It was like, you know, it was a pretty sad-looking little tree. But, hey, it was our first, and it was awesome.
Now, as the years have gone by, of course, you're very successful. You're on the road a lot. Have you still been able to keep the Christmas traditions alive?
You know, Christmas tours are hard in the sense that they take me away from home a lot, and that's sad. You know, I love Christmas at home, being with my family, and I've kind of made a commitment over the years, you know, not to be gone, you know, too many Christmases, seasons in a row, and yet, you know, last year I was on the story tour, so I was gone for a good part of the Christmas season, and then this year again. So we have to just start it earlier, which, you know, we will get the tree up and all of that, probably actually on my birthday this year, because get it up before Thanksgiving so that, because the tour begins right after. But, you know, our time together as a family still is, you know, is just absolutely the best part, and the part that I, you know, we will continue to find ourselves together, you know, for a big chunk of time from this year. It'll be from about the 20th, you know, through New Year's. But we've got some really special over the years, some, you know, special things that we just, you know, are kind of non-negotiables. You know, we're together on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Christmas morning. We're sitting together to read the Christmas story, you know, before we begin to enjoy, you know, the gifts under the tree and all of that. But really, it's, and of course, the ridiculous amounts of unhealthy food that come along with it. But we, you know, then I have my little Christmas traditions of, speaking of Charlie Brown Christmas, over the years, I've collected Charlie Brown Christmas t-shirts, and I wear those from Thanksgiving through Christmas every day. Got about 12 of them in my closet, so, you know, they get washed on a regular basis, rotation, and they all have a different scene from, you know, that classic Charlie Brown Christmas show. So, you know, those are my kids. Everybody knows now, my family. It's like, oh, Dad's going to pull out the Charlie Brown Christmas Christmas shirts, you know. So
the Charlie Brown Christmas t-shirt collection.
There you go.
Now, on tour, is this tour going to be just Christmas songs, Stephen, or will you have Christmas songs and some of the other hits mixed in there as well?
Well, probably, you know, it's always a challenge, because at this point, you know, I've got far too many songs to try to get them all into a concert, that I want to do anyway. It's always a challenge. And then, you know, Christmas time, it's like, gosh, are people, you know, I want to sing Cinderella. I want to sing, you know, if you come hear me in concert, I got to sing I'll Be Here. I got to sing Dive. I got to sing Saddle Up Your Horses, The Great Adventure. With Christmas, I think I kind of give myself a pass to say, you know what, this is a Christmas concert. In fact, in the past, I've done some funny things of, well, here are the songs you won't be hearing tonight. And I do like a quick, you know, two minute medley of, you know, you won't be hearing Dive, or and here's a little bit of Dive. In fact, though, this year, I think I'm going to unveil the Christmas editions of Dive, The Great Adventure, and one other that I have actually rewritten some lyrics. And, you know, like Dive is now, for Christmas, is the snow edition, diving into the snowdrift edition. So you might get a chance to hear a little snippet of those this time.
Excellent. Again, Stephen Curtis Chapman, our special guest. It's the Joy Christmas Tour coming to Fairfield Christian Church Saturday, December 6th, 6 p.m. You can get your tickets available at the church office or through StephenCurtisChapman.com, featuring Brandon Heath, Jillian Edwards, and, of course, Stephen Curtis Chapman. And it's been a pleasure. Merry Christmas, and look forward to seeing you in December.
Sounds great, Mike. Bless you. Thank you, guys, and we will see you soon.